I'm joined now by soprano singer and RNIB Connect Radio presenter Sandra Gare. Sandra is going to tell us about the upcoming musical Orpheus the Mythical, which has been described as musical comedy meets Greek tragedy. So Sandra, what can we expect?
So Orpheus the Mythical is a musical by Sir Richard Silger, who wrote the music and lyrics. The text is amazing. And it describes Orpheus and Eurydice's relationship. So Orpheus is an amazingly talented musician and he marries Eurydice. She is taken into hell and Orpheus tries to get her back from hell, so from Hades, but the gods punished her and condemned her to death. And they said that he could bring her back on condition that he doesn't look at her until they're both out in the sunlight. Now Orpheus feels the sun on his face and he assumes that Eurydice, his wife, is also in the sunlight. So he turns to look at her and she is dragged back to hell. So a fair bit of the story is about that. So Richard Silger has also incorporated the myth about Jason and the Golden Fleece.
Okay.
So in our show, Orpheus joins Jason and the Argonauts to get the Golden Fleece.
Which character will you be taking on, Sandra?
My role is Calliope, so Orpheus's mother, and Apollo, the god of the sun's wife, and I'm described as a muse, as a musician type muse. So there's a lot of singing that I do, both as a soloist and parts of duets. So that's very fun.
It sounds great fun, Sandra. When I did a bit of research there and I read about Orpheus, he was described as a legendary musician, poet, and prophet.
That's right.
I thought you should have been playing his part.
Well, in the opera version of Orfeo and Eurydice, Orpheus is actually a female. But I'm playing Calliope, a muse. So one of there's nine muses and she's one of the muses. So there's an awful lot of singing that I need to do, both soloist and duetting in the musical. She's described as a sort of a singer and he's described as getting his singing talent from her in the musical.
This performance obviously has been put on by the Orpheus Centre in London. What do you guys do there?
The Orpheus Centre is in Godstone in Surrey. So a mixture of ex-students, so I'm an ex-student, and some of the current students of the Orpheus Centre, which is a music centre for disabled people.
And you're also celebrating a special anniversary as well.
Yeah, it's 20 years since the Orpheus Centre began. So as part of that, Orpheus the Mythical is being staged at the Other Palace Theatre in the West End in London. So it was first performed in 2009 at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, and then it was performed again in 2010. And it's been performed this year again, so it's very exciting.
It's a really strong cast as well, Sandra. Rob Brydon and Imelda Staunton, just a few of the names involved.
Yep, Martin Jarvis. So each night, the prologue, which is in the style of a Greek chorus, is being read and performed by a different star of the stage every evening.
So when's the opening night?
So the opening night is this coming Friday, the 23rd of March, and it closes on the 31st of March, so that's the following Saturday. And performances every night, some days two performances a day, so it's really, really fun, busy and exciting.
And is there a website people can find out about times and ticket prices, etc.?
Yes, so on the Other Palace Theatre's website, it's also on What's On as well.
And the Orpheus Centre itself, how long have you been involved there, Sandra, and what kind of things have you done in the past?
So I've been involved in Orpheus the Mythical before, so the second version of it. I also did one of the Orpheus Centre's Christmas shows, and I did some outreach work with them, so I've been in and out of the Orpheus Centre, so I've reunited with some of my friends in this production and met some new interesting people, and it's been really, really fun and enjoyable to be part of this cast.
I wish I could make it along myself. It sounds lots of fun. Good luck with it. In the meantime, thank you for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to talk to you too.